I see Drapelin's poster behind you too there. Yeah, from ISS 2020. So like, we just finished those interviews, you know, and we had them all wrapped up. What do we do with these now? To kill two birds with one stone, like, and you haven't seen the interview, but like, this is like a totally new context for you guys and your business. Like, what are you thinking? You know, thinking like, we were riding pretty high back in January, it felt like. So like, what's that like?
More the same, right? Trying to do your thing to keep the teams happy, healthy, employed, trying to find the right spot where everybody lands out of all this. And, you know, and there's trying to be like a foundation in our community. Feels like more the same if you go back and play a little, right?
Yeah, it's funny. We were definitely talking about like connections in the community and like being part of something bigger than yourself. And, you know, even more generally talking about like going to trade shows and being part of something bigger than yourself. I can't believe how you guys have stepped up and just been like, this is our town. You know, this is our thing. Like, I get a little bit like kind of emotional thinking about like that Instagram post that you did, Dave, just talking about like your ideal Saturday.
Yeah.
You know? So kudos to you guys for really stepping up there. It's powerful.
What else are you going to do? Right. Like we were just talking about, are you going to sit? Part of this is like, yeah, sitting down and like hitting reset for a second, but taking a few minutes to just pause and gather some thoughts. How many small businesses complain about not having enough time to do X project? You know, for us, implementing the merch stores on another level was kind of a project that we put off.
Yeah. And now you'll have that skill forever, right? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
The proof is there now too. Here's how it works. Here's why it works. Here's the math to back it all up. Dave Quigley, I'm from Northeast Custom Apparel in Lowell, Mass, just outside of Boston. And I am officially number 80 on the Printavo list. We're real proud of that.
That's amazing. How have you had success finding new customers this year?
Working at being better from like a presentation standpoint. So we've dialed in like our onboarding, taking the time to reach out to customers and interact, not just via email or via a web form, but like picking up the phone, encouraging people to come in, showing them what goes into the process of making a shirt. We're real fortunate. We work in like an open space. So literally the office is, you know, right next to production. So people come in and are just blown away with the equipment, the layout, the actual, like, it's like that how it's made show where it's right next to where we're welcoming people in the door. So it's kind of catches them off guard a little bit. And that's been really fun to just encourage people to come in and interact with the production process, and then the phone calls, like just those extra touches and following up and keeping that line of communication flowing.
How do you think about retaining customers and sort of differentiating Northeast?
That's funny. So that's something we were talking about after the Print Hustlers conference, is just like more contact, like trying to be in touch with people at all times. And the label stuff and Printavo has been great at just like making sure we're being diligent about that. Steven's little automation thing.
Oh, okay.
So we've gone through and set up like tags to like, oh, like follow up,
gotcha,
follow
gotcha.
up, and we got like through a quoting process, and then like after the fact, like 3 months out, 6 months out, 1 year out. So we haven't gotten that far into it yet, but playing offense instead of defense,
sure.
I guess is a good way of that's how we're looking at it internally.
Cool. What do you wish you'd known when you started?
Everything. All of it. I wish I knew how important it was to get out to these events. You get to build these relationships with the people you're interacting with via email or on a forum or via Instagram. Instagram's created this little window. You get a peek into everybody's shop through this window. And to be able to like put a face to that name and like have that shop be awesome when you meet them in person, or the vendor be awesome when you meet them in person. So it's been great to like build those relationships and learn and see what's coming up. So we're a rock shop. We got the tunnel, P10. Those are awesome. I love the PRU system, and we've like really worked hard to like geek out about that and get the setup times to be as quick as possible. We're training a new guy back there now, so it's been really fun to like go back and just like make sure we're utilizing that to the best of its capabilities.
What's the biggest challenge this year coming up for your business?
People. We turned some people over. We went through a growth period there where we just had trouble retaining people. It was really good to like take a step back, reflect, self-evaluate, and figure out like what we can do to be better at being leaders, I guess.
What are you most excited about in the industry right now?
The events, like meeting people, learning. For me at least, I got stuck behind a screen and then a press. And then when I wasn't printing, it was like, for years, it was just like, I'm in front answering emails, putting out fires, fixing artwork, doing color steps. So I'm excited to like pick my head up and like lean into the industry a little bit and just, you know, the conversation we just had with Mike or any of the reps here. It's just been fun to lean in. I'm excited about doing a lot more of that.
Yeah, you're part of this. I mean,
you really are. Yeah, yeah. It's you forget about that.
Yeah.
You really do. I did.
What like scares you or keeps you up at night about the business?
Leaving the flash dryer on, leaving water on. It's stupid stuff like that, bonehead mistakes.
How are you planning to address higher labor costs and the sort of ongoing worker shortage in the industry?
I think I'm on the other side of the coin at this.
Okay.
Screen printing's technical. It's like people who want to say it's not hard, or they're lying. Like there's, you need a very specific type of person. You need somebody who's detail-orientated, who's able to show up every day, who's able to troubleshoot and work hard, and it's not a minimum wage hour job, you know? Especially in like our area where there's so much blue collar and like the labor rate it's pretty high. So to like compete with the guy who wants to go be, I don't know, like a union painter making prevailing wage, like those dudes are making good money, and it's like they're also the same people we'd like love to have working in our shop. So like, we should be paying these people more. We should be charging more for shirts. We shouldn't be contributing to that toilet bowl effect that's been prevalent for so long. It's a technical position. It should be looked at like it's like a machinist. Like pay them so you can come and enjoy and not stress out, or bring them. And it's a beautiful thing. Like it really is.
What's the hardest part of running a screen printing business?
Variables. There's just so much that goes into it. And when you start off, especially, you want to accommodate such a broad spectrum of customer, garment, work order types. And I think the sooner you realize like what you're good at and what you're capable of producing consistently, the better off you are. It only took me like 16 years to realize that.
What's your favorite like resource for learning more or connecting with people right now in the industry?
Real answer?
Yeah.
Printavo. The video series. I think Ryanette did a pretty good job with theirs, and you guys kind of complimented that. We use the Printavo videos, especially the Print Hustler conference videos. We had that on a loop at the shop. When I brought Ratana on, my wife, it was like, listen, like hear the people that speak my language. Like, let's, maybe you'll process it better hearing it from somebody else. This is what we're trying to achieve. Here's people that are here's a bunch of people that are doing a really, really good job at it. Let's use that, let's implement it. And I think it was the first or second year where you put all the videos out, and you had the barrel maker folks there, and all the content you guys are putting out is just so like so applicable, and it's something you can implement really quick. And then social media, the Facebook group we were just talking about, Instagram, like you literally can see like little bits and pieces of what's going on behind the scenes at all these shops. And then you come here and you talk to people. It's like, yeah, here's what I'm doing. Call me.
Yeah.
And you actually call them and they answer. It's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild.
No, it's like we were talking about Denver Print House. And they're like, shoot Danny a DM and he'll message you right back.
The first week I got the auto, like we were, for whatever reason, we're having trouble with emulsion, probably because it was like middle winter in New England. And he like hopped on an email and had like three things we could do right away. And I never met the, like, Ryan had just connected us and it was... It's real. Like, that is actually real, and I didn't know if that was even possible.
What's, like, the coolest thing that happened this year? What was the big win? What was, like, a great memory? Was there something that really stuck out?
Participating in the industry, right? Getting out of the shop. That was the big goal for the year, and we did it. It's our third show, and I got a bunch of new friends and people in the industry, and 2020 is going to be a real fun year to just go and finish digesting, finish processing it, and implement the hell out of some stuff, and... Just super, super grateful for the opportunity to get out and learn.
Hey, awesome. Well,
this is Dave, Northeast, Printavo user number 80.
What's up, Dom?
Thanks, man.